Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. From the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 11th through the 18th verses. But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. I suppose that all of us have in memory words that come back to us again and again. As this Easter day drew near, I found myself remembering yet again some words of a German Lutheran pastor written down not long after the conclusion of the Second World War. And the words are these. "The course of history, as it has so terribly disclosed itself to us, can only be a confirmation of the Christian truth that all mankind is trembling on the brink of destruction and groaning under the tyranny of death. In this dark night of the world, there is only one single solitary source of light, the joyful news, Christ is risen." In St. John's account of that first Easter morning, he tells us that Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb in the garden where the lifeless body of Jesus had been buried. In so weeping at the tomb of Jesus, Mary Magdalene is, in fact, the unhappy image of all that life would finally be, apart from the wonder we celebrate this joyful Easter day. As the day dawned on that first Easter, Mary Magdalene's life was in ruins, had clearly been shattered. For in the deepest sense, Jesus, at whose grave she wept, had been her whole life. When Mary Magdalene first appears in the story of Jesus' life, she is described as Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus had cast 7 demons. From that moment on, she followed him all through his ministry. And when the disciples had forsaken him and fled, Mary Magdalene followed all the way to Jesus' cross, watched him die, and saw him placed in the tomb in the garden of Joseph of Arimathea. Her whole life had been new through Jesus' love. But now this Jesus apparently lay dead and buried, and her life too had, in a real sense, come to a dead end. For Mary Magdalene and all of Jesus' disciples had found in him the mystery of divine, life-changing love. A love they could never fully understand or explain. A peace that passes understanding because you can't really put it into words. And if it was possible for this Lord of love to be destroyed, then they could only conclude that hatred is stronger than love. And that all that remains for human beings is a dim twilight kind of life, a twilight consisting of a little affection, a little hatred, and lots of indifference, a twilight kind of life finally swallowed up in the darkness of death and the grave. So Mary Magdalene is weeping outside the tomb in the garden, until through her grief and tears, she hears a voice saying, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing this voice to be that of the gardener, she says, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him." And then Jesus says to her, "Mary," speaking of himself as the Good Shepherd, Jesus had once said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And now these words of Jesus find fulfillment as Jesus says, "Mary." Mary Magdalene is one of the sheep of the Good Shepherd, as are you and I, who laid down his life for the sheep. Hearing her name, she suddenly realizes who it is that speaks. She turns around and cries out to him, "Rabboni, Master." And from that moment on, Mary Magdalene's life could never be the same. For from then on, she knew with full assurance that this Jesus, this Lord of love, is risen. That love, his love, is stronger than any hatred. And that life, his life, is stronger than death. And that because he lives, we too shall live. Mary had stood weeping outside the tomb. In so weeping, she is the unhappy image of all that life could possibly be, apart from the wonder we celebrate this happy Easter day. The resurrection from the dead of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through his risen presence on that first Easter morning, he dried the tears of Mary Magdalene. And that same Lord Jesus wants also to dry your tears and mine through through his risen presence in that holy sacrament, which is always his Easter feast of love and joy. For all through our earthly lives, which are so often, as we learn to say in the Catechism, a veil, a valley of tears, this holy sacrament is heavenly food for our earthly journey, until by his mercy we come to that heavenly city of which he is the light, and where he will in the end wipe away all tears from our eyes. For this holy communion is not only the perpetual real memorial of Christ's atoning death for your sins and for mine. It is also the real memorial, and even more the real presence and power in the church of his resurrection. So let me now conclude this Easter sermon with some words attributed to St. John Chrysostom, inviting the people of Constantinople to their Easter communion. Enjoy the feast of faith. Enjoy the riches of loving kindness. Let no one keep sorrowing over his iniquities, for pardon has dawned from the tomb. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner by death has annihilated it. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. Christ is risen, and there is none dead in the tomb, for Christ, being raised from the dead, has become the first fruits of them that slept. And to him, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.